What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are once again. Another ticket's been punched. Another soul has boarded the termination train. Now, this article was published on the 22nd of October. Husband shoots 25-year-old wife to deletion in a car, then dumps her carcass, New York cops say. Gentlemen, this is another clear-cut case of a woman who became the bane of a man's life. So he decided time to get rid of the wife. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A missing 25-year-old woman was found deleted days after she was last seen with her husband, New York authorities say. Keith Henry, 33, is now being charged with second-degree termination in the deletion of his wife, Chloe Henry, whose carcass was discovered October 21st, according to a New York State Police news release. Troopers say Chloe had last been seen with her husband when she was reported missing October 19th. Quote unquote, she hasn't been seen in over 36 hours, hasn't checked in on her babies. Karina Fish said of her niece, in an October 20th Facebook post, highly unusual for her. The wife's carcass was discovered October 21st in Chazy, about a 10-mile drive from her hometown of Moores, state police said. Her carcass had been dumped in a ditch, her mother said in a Facebook comment. An investigation revealed Keith Henry fatally shot his wife in his car in the town of Peru, state police said. He then dumped her carcass about 25 miles away in the Lake Alicia Wildlife Management Area, WCAX reported. Troopers said Keith, who also faced two counts of endangering the welfare of a child, was jailed in Clinton County without bail. Chloe worked as a Plattsburgh Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, and she was a beloved certified nursing assistant. Speculation instantly goes off in my mind, and I'll explain why. Quote unquote, she was taken from us and her family far too soon, the center said on Facebook. She will be missed by her residents and co-workers. Well. Gentlemen, you know where I'm about to go with this. She was a CNA. For all of you who know, you know. CNAs, nurses, are two of the worst women to be in relationships with. Trust me, I know, because this is personal to me. If you are with a nurse, you may as well go ahead discount that relationship. call it even. Go ahead and end it. Because we all know nurses, CNAs, are the most notorious cheaters of all women's jobs. Yeah. So, I'm just going to simply put my speculation out. This man found out that his wife was cheating on him, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get rid of you. Because we're children in, and if I divorce you, guess what? I'm going to still have jail hanging over my head regardless. Why? As we all know, she leaves, she takes the kids, instant child support, and possibly alimony that he has to pay. Or guess what? The cage is going to be hanging over his head like the sword of Damocles. So he decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take you out and go to jail under my own hand. Oh, yeah, gentlemen. Oh, yeah. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in his car, so we're going to have to go with public on this one, and I'm going to give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Once again, another 5. Psychological impact. He dumped her in a ditch. So more than likely, there could have possibly been people who might have passed by, but more than likely, they didn't see it. But I'm still going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, sounds like he didn't shoot her multiple times, so I'm going to give that a 10. So Keith, Hardcore Henry, gets a score of 70. Gentlemen, I'm going to circle back to what I said previously. We all know this. Nurses, CNAs, the most notorious cheaters. The fact that he shot her in his car means that he definitely found something out. Something had to have been found out for him to shoot her in his car. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And once again, gentlemen, we all know that that smartphone is a woman's secret diary. So, yeah. Oh, she's going to be beloved and missed and blah, 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 blah. Nah, gentlemen. That lets me know more than likely somebody in that facility was probably dumping off in her, if you know what I mean. It has not been a thing where you did not find CNAs and nurses sleeping with the doctors of the facilities. So, yeah, as you all know, the meat sack is a nurse. And, of course, when she started, you know, her doing her dirt, and I found out, yeah, it was time for me to leave. Yeah, I said, fuck this shit. I'm out. And, of course, there's been periods over the years that she's tried to somewhat worm her way back in by asking me certain questions. But, no, I'm standing firm. You betrayed me in the worst way possible. So, no, forgiveness? Oh, I've forgiven you. However, my stance is pretty much written in stone. The door that you came in, that door's been welded shut. So, yeah, she's not the first. She won't be the last. But, hey, more and more men have decided that being with nurses, yeah, that's not a good look. Granted, yeah, they make money, but still, it's not a good look because the reputation of nurses is far too notorious for most men to stand. And yeah, gentlemen, Mm-mm. Leave them alone. But, hey, you do you. If you find yourself in a relationship with a nurse, I'll give you this advice. Do not trust them. And test yourself. Because nurses, yeah, they tend to have a lot of STDs too. You might think that they won't because they have access to a lot of medicine. But yeah, a lot of them, they actually do tend to be burning. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you wives, and especially you nurses who continue to believe that you're going to be able to, you know, fuck around with guys at your facility that you work with, your coworkers, your work husbands, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that you have in that deception, that's going to eventually go out and it's going to come to light. Feminism and the idea that, oh, since I'm a nurse, I can do all these things and blah, 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 that your man's not going to, you know, take the appropriate action when he finds out that you've been getting dug out by guys at your work. Yeah, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, we men know way more than we lead on. Yeah. You think you're getting away with being unfaithful, but guess what? A lot of us, we know. It's just a simple fact that the vast majority of men are just going to walk away. Those, like this man here, Mr. Henry, they're going to put on the mask. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.